Hello, everyone, and welcome in to a lovely Thursday afternoon. Indeed, today's going to be pretty good. We're going to be talking about dreams and all the different types of dreams there are. I find it really interesting, especially as I continue down this path of waking up, right? Awakening and all those things, how our dreams really have a part of that. Have you ever said it's only a dream? While we often dismiss dreams or fail to make room for them in the hurry of our daily lives, dreams can be an absolutely fabulous source of guidance, of healing, and of that juice for any day challenges in everyday life. So, welcome in again, Affirmations for Living, and I'm Reverend Dr. Edvige. If you want to call in today and just have a conversation with me, or you want to ask me a question about anything, doesn't really matter if it's about dreams or not, please feel free to do so. The number is 323-203-0815. Again, that's 323-203-0815. And as always, you know that I have my website that you can follow me on, affirmationsforliving.net. You can get the smart app Awakened and receive free affirmations every Monday and just see all the goings on that I'm involved in. So let's get right into it. When you now think about our dreams for a moment, and a lot of times we have unpleasant dreams, and we try to push those things aside, and but understand this about them. When you have an unpleasant dream, you can become discouraged and not want to do the dream work. So we're really going to be talking about dream work today, because there's so many hidden treasures in your dreams. And I'll share some of my altered state dreams that I've had, and just really go into all the different aspects and the different kinds we have and the different altered states that I find myself in as I am on this path. So there is a world of information waiting for you. For example, Jung, and I don't know if you're familiar with him, he's a famous psychotherapist who founded analytical psychology and proposed and developed the concepts of extroverted and introverted personalities. Really interesting. Also, he developed archetypes and the collective unconscious, discovered that all people go progressively deeper in exploring their unconscious content through sleep states. So those aspects of themselves that they reject or ignore. For instance, a dreamer may be chased by a gang of threatening people. And it's so funny because I'll have clients call me or, contact me and say that they're being chased. What does that mean? So lots of us have that type of dream. Let's examine it for a moment. So when faced with someone chasing you, a gang member or may represent insights or attitudes that have been pressing for consciousness but have been resisted by the dreamer. So let me read that again. Say this to you. A dreamer may be chased by a gang of threatening people in a dark street. When faced, the gang members may represent insights or attitudes that have been pressing for consciousness but have been resisted by the dreamer. So when you have issues that you don't want to address and face, then it can show up in that altered or that dream state as you're being chased. So it's really an opportunity to then start to pay attention to your dreams, to what's going on, so that you can release some of these things. Pushing such contents below awareness tends to add to the power and threatening nature. So the more you push these things away, the more they're going to come up in your face. And when I offer my classes, I'm always talking about that. We're in a place where we have to truly begin to peel away the layers of the onion and let go of things. We cannot any longer put them in their tiny little boxes and hide them and pretend that they don't exist, because that's not how you're going to advance. That's not how you're going to empower yourself. That's not how you're going to become consciously aware and begin to truly create the life that you want. We have to. We're in the time where it's mandatory, in fact, that we start to address the issues and peel away that false programming and all of those things that are no longer serving us. And it's amazing how these issues can come in to our existence or to our awareness through the dream state. You've probably seen lots of books about dream interpretation or symbolism, and you know these can be helpful, so I certainly don't want to say anything negative about them, but if followed rigidly, you can miss the point entirely. For example, let's say that there's a body of water in a dream and it represents the unconscious will. Be off base if you miss the dreamer's personal memories of a lake where he or she spent her teenage summers. So, see, there would be a different association with that. So, we really have to understand that sometimes we don't really want to look at these books that have this, you know, one fit for all, because it really has a lot to do with what you are programmed with, what your associations to different things are. And so, it's really important to remember that as we look at these things. So, dream details lead to associations that may bring emotions to the surface or stimulate important memories. If you see a familiar person in your dream, you might want to ask yourself, is he or someone you once knew? Is it a current friend? What do you think of that person? Are there things about him or her that you find admirable? Are there things about that person that you find irritating? So you really want to start to evaluate your dreams. And actually, further along in today, we're going to talk about lucid dreams in particular, because those are just amazing dreams. I'll tell you, share a story. I'll never forget when I first started having these lucid experiences. And I would be laying down on the sofa in the living room, you know, watching television with my husband, and then I'd fall asleep. And all of a sudden, I would be in whatever the dream is, but very aware that the television is on and I can still hear the television and kind of follow, you know, the movie along. And also be very aware but my husband's moving about. He may get up and go to the kitchen and get a snack or something. And I had the awareness of all of those things. And then when I woke up, I would actually be aware that those three things were happening. Then it got to the point where I was actually able to go into a lucid state. And if I didn't like the dream, like, you know, I recognized the person and the dream wasn't going the way I wanted it to go, I could actually rewind the dream and then change the outcome of it. And so that's really fascinating. And that really truly helps you in this process of awakening. So we're going to definitely go over that in detail a little bit later. The skilled interpretation of dreams can assist therapeutically, obviously, right? By delving into the multiple layers of meaning found in a dream. Although some of these meanings may be inaccessible to the conscious realization at the time, the meanings on the surface may be apparent enough to promote growth. And that's the thing. So as we move forward, I'm going to tell you things like getting a journal and really starting to document these experiences. I know years ago when I started having all of my altered experiences, I started documenting those things, and really now I'm about to release my book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. Because quite honestly, some of the experiences, whether they were in the altered states or I was just plain awake, literally, and watching portals open in front of me and seeing blue people looking back at me. yeah, that really happened. And so it's very important that you document all of these things and look for patterns and look for things that, you know, messages trying to come through. So, the layers of meaning in dreams offer a sense of the richness of the dream experience for self-realization. These layers begin on the surface with material that is closest to your consciousness. Emotions or thoughts that haven't been given enough attention may be at this near surface level. And even at this level, dreams offer us a chance to change a one-sided attitude. And so, think about that for a moment. You know, those things that are right there that your awareness, you might have the awareness of, but you're not wanting to give it attention. So those things right there on the surface that you could easily clear are starting to come through in your dreams. And so it's really important that you understand the power that your dream state has. And so even if you were to say, for example, before you go to bed, you have some unresolved issue that you have at work, right? with some a coworker or whatever the situation may be. So just say to yourself as you are getting ready to go to bed and before you close your eyes, say, this issue I'd like to be resolved. Show me the resolution in the sleep state. And you'll be amazed at how resolution to certain things and issues and problems can come through this dream state. You know, the dream state's fascinating because truly it's about taking you to the astral plane. And there are many layers and levels of the astral plane, sleep state having to be one, and actually people who pass on are in that astral plane, but at a different level. So a phenomenon that is close to the surface and connected with a layer below it is what Sigmund Freud described as wish fulfillment. Here a person may dream of loving interaction with an estranged spouse, for instance. So it's really important that you understand just how important this level right below your conscious realization is. The next deepest layer reveals aspects of the dreamer's personal unconscious. There are many technical terms to describe functioning at this layer for simplicity, of course, because it's only a 50-minute show, right? Consider interactions between your urges and your conscious. So consider the difficulty of making an important decision about a relationship where you're torn between two alternatives. Touching upon such situations may bring forgotten memories to the surface and offer opportunities for healing. So, you know, you're in a quandary, right? So that's the next deepest layer. There's this quandary going on. How do I resolve it? Which road do I take? It's forking now. And what decisions, what choices do I have in front of me? How do I make this choice? So that's another opportunity for you to go into that dream state and to evaluate. And if you get really good with lucid dreaming, you can maneuver it and alter it. So consider this for a moment. Consider a boy, for instance, who had a harsh, authoritarian father, right? The boy vowed never to be like his father, deciding instead to be the model of calm, fairness when differing with others. In situations that closely resemble the drama with his father, the father complex is unconsciously triggered into action. And, you know, that's very interesting when I talk about that. Remember how I share with you that 90% of everything that you experience is based on a previous programmed experience in the subconscious? That's where this is coming up now. So in situations that are closely resembling the drama with that he had with his father, it's going to trigger something into action. Thus, the confrontation with a submissive and ineffectual employee or a harsh authoritarian boss can induce the boy, now man, to replay conflicts of dominance or submission. Each pole represents an extreme, and one identifies with either pole when the trigger is activated. When activation is intense, it is linked to age-old instincts, or I would say age-old programming. And once again, that is why it's so important that we understand this idea about programming and that we really truly get it, paying attention to what we're watching, what we're allowing to come in and seed who we are. And if you start to really evaluate your dreams and you see that there are patterns in it, then you're going to recognize this or something that you need to address, and that could be deeply seated. For example, the example I just gave about the boy and having a dominating father. So here we go. There are definitely different types of dreams, and we're going to go over those. Mostly we experience dreams as a composite of familiar experiences, and these experiences may flow into each other more suddenly or abruptly than in waking life. These ordinary dreams usually do contain significant meaning, and definitely it's worth exploring. So other kinds of dreams may shake you up or even challenge your model of reality. The most commonly recognized categories of dreams are as follows. And so think about that, because I've had some amazing experiences, and quite honestly, you know, even though the things I'm going to talk about in my book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, when they have happened, I may have started in an altered state, but then I actually wake up. And so, it's very interesting, these different layers of this altered state. So we have then the ordinary dream, And, those are sometimes for me refreshing because it's a moment to just relax. I don't have to evaluate it. It's just a dream. It's like, oh, that was nice. That was pleasant. That was easy. And let it go. But then we have those dreams when we're starting to get into these layers that we're talking about. We have dreams that are there to guide us, right? And then we have repetitive dreams. Boy, I'll never forget. I was 12 years old and I had two reoccurring dreams. And those two dreams happened the same time that I was being visited by an extraterrestrial. That's correct. It lasted for 6 years. And so one of the dreams, this repetitive reoccurring dream, was there was something going on in the world. And my family knew that whenever this process was going to start, that they would all gather. Now, remember, this is a 12-year-old having this dream, right? So it's going to be relative to a 12-year-old. They all knew to gather in the upstairs bathroom, the main bathroom, and outside that window was a basket, like a hot air balloon basket, and they would all climb into that basket. Well, I could fly, and so I would go out front, I would grab the basket and fly us to safety. Well, I had that dream for 6 years. The other recurring dream I had was once again related to my family, and they would all gather in this car, and it was a really big car, and we would drive down this long, long, long bridge to safety. And it's so very interesting because those two dreams were actually guiding dreams, but repetitive, because they were showing me what I was actually here to do, help as I've been guided and clearly told by, and if you want to believe, fine, and if you don't, fine. But I was told by guidance, by angels, that I'm here to help bring people into the light. And so that benevolent ET or that came to visit during those 6 years would always take me and we would fly. I'm into the cosmos, literally go flying into the stars and see creation. And then I would land on a bridge, of course, right? And then I would dive into the depths of the ocean. And so I was being shown how I am a bridge between the worlds. And so it was just fascinating to me that I would have those reoccurring dreams the entire time that I was having these experiences. And what was very interesting back then when I was 12 years old, having these experiences, that's when I actually understood astro traveling and leaving the body. And so that's a part of this whole experiences too, outer body experiences. I remember clearly hovering above me sleeping, and I would look down at me sleeping and thought it was the most interesting thing. And I even remember energetically grabbing my pillow and floating down the hallway. I would go into my mother's bedroom and I would try to wake her up. I'm like, hello, don't you see me? And of course she was sound asleep, and out her windows I would go, and out flying I would go. So it was very interesting to have these experiences so early at 12 and still be able to recount them as I do clearly. So all of that's a part of my new book coming out shortly. I'm excited about that. So those are repetitive dreams, and really those repetitive dreams definitely have messages in them. So you want to start to journal so that you can truly pay attention to them. Then, of course, there are nightmares. There are archetypal dreams. There are lucid dreams and out-of-body experiences. There are paranormal dreams, and then there are big dreams. So we're going to go into all of these in detail, and maybe one will stand out more than another for you. So the first is guiding dreams, right? Because obviously ordinary dreams are just an ordinary dream, and it's like it didn't really have too much of a meaning to it. And for me, if I ever have an ordinary dream, I consider it a break. And I'm like, whew, wow, no experiences tonight. Okay, that was interesting. Because for me, again, that's not the ordinary for me, to say the least. So the first one that actually has lessons and things in it for us would be guiding dreams. And they can be outlined the core issue a person is struggling with and other guiding dreams may offer meaningful perspectives from an inner healer or teacher. So someone may come to you and guide you, may tell you to do something in that dream, or Yeah, very interesting how that is. And I know I had a particular dream where I heard this word ringing in my head. Actually, I woke up and I went to the bathroom. And when I came back, then this word started ringing in my head over and over and over again. And it sort of sounded like Papua. And it's a long story that's going to be in my book. Turns out that this word that I heard, I did research and found out that it's a plant and it's a medicinal plant. And so it's one of the plants that in my healing work that I'll be working with. And so it's fascinating to me how these things can clearly show up in this dream awake state, because for me, it's usually always in the dream awake state. I'm very aware of what's going on. So the next type of dream we already discussed, and I gave you examples, is the repetitive dream or the reoccurring dream, as I like to call them, suggests that the unrealized dream material has not been understood or the dreamer can't or won't respond to it. Very interesting. So imagine this 12-year-old having this dream, right, of really saving people, of flying them to safety or driving down this long bridge, being the bridge between two worlds. How interesting. And that definitely was an unrealized dream because it is just now in my awakening that I'm truly doing this work as a coach, a speaker, doing this work, a counselor, all of these different aspects of it, activator, and all of these things that I'm doing, that I'm realizing that dream. And it's so amazing to me that I was able to remember those dreams and when I had them and really understanding now clearly what it means. So some of these repetitive dreams that we may have may be unrealized, and we may not realize them for years later. Because again, I had those dreams when I was 12 years old. Well, I'm well past that now. The next type is archetypal dreams, contain universal forms, the archetypes. For example, an image of a golden sphere can represent wholeness and completion of long internal work. And so see, that's fascinating too, because I've had orbs of multicolors come into my room at different phases of my awakening. And everything from this amazing, it was lavender and a color that really it's hard to describe, but I'll say aqua for lack of a better way of describing it, and golden orb, and literally one morning or the wee hours of the morning, I was embraced and my husband was out of town. And so, of course, I jumped. And I mean, the energy came in and literally hugged me. And when I opened my eyes, there was this orb of these magnificent colors leaving the room. And so the represents wholeness and completion and moving, doing the internal work that we're here to do. So as we peel away these layers, can you imagine that it's acknowledged? You know, talking about moving into the astral plane or the higher planes, the fifth dimension and the higher dimensions, they're very aware of the work that we're doing and it's acknowledged. And so that's just wonderful that, you know, I'm able to have these experiences and share them with you. Now, the next, you know, is very interesting too. So many are afraid of their nightmares, are sufficiently frightened by them and awaken the dreamer to a situation unaddressed in the conscious life. And so there you have it. That's what they're about. The dreamer usually recalls nightmare content, though. Isn't that interesting? You may not recall a guiding dream or, you know, just a lighthearted dream that doesn't really mean anything or take you anywhere, but we'll always remember those nightmares. This is a different form. It's not sleep terror, you know, it's not that. It's a nightmare where someone may awaken in a terrified state but be unable to record the dream content. The difference may be psychologically, since sleep terrors are produced during a deeper state of sleep. We're talking about nightmares. And, you know, you might even think that being chased, depending on how active, right, that chase might be, that might be your nightmare. But it's just something that's in your subconscious that needs to come up, be addressed, and removed. So that's the difference. So I'm going to take a momentary break, and when I come back, we're going to really get deep into the layers of what this looks like. Hello, everyone. I am back. Do you like my commercial? It's pretty cool, huh? So, yeah, definitely lots of wonderful things happening. So, back to this dream state. The process of awakening, as you know, has many steps, and I'm often talking about them. Lessons and skills that are designed to help you through each stage. And you know, it's a process. Don't even compare yourself where you are, because where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be, and all is perfect. So whatever is going on, be grateful for it, because it's going on, right? And it's causing you to have an experience. It's causing you to expand, and that's what this is all about, expansion. And so I say stages because there are so many. After all, how many lifetimes have you had? How many lifetimes have you lived? And quite honestly, you know, lifetimes here, lifetimes off planet, all sorts of things going on. So there's so many layers that we have to deal with as we begin to unravel who we truly are. All of the layers that are holding you in this false illusion of separation, lack, and limitation have to be cleared so that the connection to your true self can be made. One such skill would have to be the ability, like I said earlier, to have the lucid dreams. And I shared with you earlier how the experiences started for me with recognizing that I could rewind them, that I was dreaming and I was still aware of what was going on in the awake state. That was really very interesting. But our minds can expand and can do all that, and it even then takes us to this idea of being multidimensional. And it was interesting how I even uncovered, you know, that I was really beginning to embrace this idea of multidimensionality. I was praying, and as I was praying, I was having a totally separate thought. And as I was praying and then having this totally separate thought, I started to evaluate the idea that I was praying and having a totally separate thought. So I was actually having three distinct thoughts all going on at the same time. And I found that interesting. Then another time, which was really interesting, I was reading and typing and writing some material, and someone came in and they started talking to me. And I'm still reading and writing this material, and they're still talking. And then they stopped and they said, "Whoa, I need to let you pay attention to what you're doing. I'm just going on and on, you know, and you're not able to focus." And I stopped typing, stopped doing what I was doing. I turned and looked at them, and I repeated everything that they had just said. And I'm like, "Whoa, how did I just do that?" So we are multidimensional beings, and we have just begun to scratch the surface of our abilities, and understanding and really embracing this state is a easy step, because it's going to really help you to get this idea of I can do many things at one time, including sleep and dream. So, in a lucid dream, the dreamer is aware of dreaming and is able to make conscious choices within the dream. And that's what makes it so amazing. You're able to know and be aware in that state of what you're doing. Lucid dreams may correspond with a heightened ability to maintain consciousness in relaxed states. And again, that's what's wonderful. We'll start, you know, a lucid dream, and you'll find yourself in an altered state. And it's so very easy to get into. For me, you know, I will wake up, and I'm going to go into details of this in a little bit, but I usually wake up somewhere around 4 o'clock in the morning. And then I don't go back to sleep. I go into an altered state, and then that's when the experiences begin, whether literally they come and they touch me to wake me up, to put me in this altered state, or I'm just laying there, and then I find myself leaving my body, having this out-of-body experience, leaving my body and going somewhere. So it's really interesting how we can be consciously aware of everything that's going on and really then fold and mold it. Now, here are some suggestions to help you develop lucid dreaming for yourself. And again, first try to figure out the best time for you to have a lucid dream. And by being aware of your personal sleep schedule, you'll be able to arrange your sleep pattern to help induce lucid dreams. So, you know, here's the thing. Take your time with it. because this might be completely new to you. And again, I say to you as you're listening to me, and I know there's lots of people listening today thinking, oh my goodness, what on earth is she talking about? She's talking about being multidimensional and all of these things. You know, what you believe is what you believe, and that's fine. It doesn't mean that it what I'm saying is not the truth. When it's time for you to get it, you will, and if you don't, it's fine too. It's all okay. But of course, I will always stand in what my truth is. And so, you know, it's not about comparing notes. It's not about any of those things. It's just about really, truly beginning to embrace the truth of who you are. And the truth of who you are is that you are a divine being having this physical experience. And all of these things, lucid dreams, altered states, all of these experiences just lend credence to your divine being. This physical body is just a physical vessel that you chose. So we really, it's about working on mastering the divine beingness that you and I are. That's it. So I found for me that time right between 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the morning seems to work best for me. And of course, for the last 6 or so years, I automatically wake up that time anyway. And even though I don't get out of bed till 7:30, 8 o'clock, all of that time is spent in that altered state every morning. So lucid dreams are strongly associated with REM, REM sleep. REM sleep is more abundant just before the final awakening. So it's really interesting that that's, you know, a good time to do that. For me, I actually wake up and then go back into the altered state. So you're just going to have to practice with it. And if you're not waking up automatically at that time, set the alarm clock. Everything is about setting your intention. Everything is about your desire to expand, your desire to awaken, your desire to empower yourself. So it's important that if you want the results, that you do the work. It's called spiritual practices, spiritual work. So there you have it. You have to do the work, okay? So these things happen usually right before waking up. We usually remember the dreams that have been interrupted. So it may be a good idea to force yourself to wake up. Like me, I usually get up to go to the bathroom, and when I come back, something happens. You know, it's very interesting. So here is technique number one. Set your alarm clock to wake you up. Now, this is really important when you're starting to train yourself. For me, my guides and my higher self did this for me naturally, and boy, I'm so beyond thankful for the guidance that I've had since I was 12 years old. It's just amazing to me, because as I do the research and as I'm writing my book and looking at different things and wanting to make sure that what I've experienced, you know, has some scientific background to it as well, especially when I give you theory and a technique like lucid dreams. And it's so interesting how this is exactly how it's unfolded for me. So set your alarm clock to wake you up either 4.5, 6, or 7.5 hours after falling asleep. And when you are awakened by your alarm clock, try to remember as much of the dream as possible. When you think you have remembered as much as you can, go back to sleep, imagining that you are in the previous dream and becoming aware that you are dreaming. So now you want to say this to yourself. Say to yourself, I am aware that I am dreaming. Okay, and of course you can say anything you want, but something like that. I am aware that I am dreaming. So do this until you think that you got it. Okay, so let me repeat this because it's so important that you really understand the practices. So you're setting your alarm clock to wake you up either 4.5 hours, 6 hours, or 7.5 hours after falling asleep. And these are cycles. You know, we have these 2-hour cycles that we go through. And so these times are set because of particular cycles that we're going through in sleep. And so that's why they're important. So now when you are awakened by your alarm clock, try to remember as much of the dream as possible. When you think you have remembered as much as you can, now you go back to sleep, imagining that you're in that previous dream, you know, that same dream you left off. Try to continue right there and becoming aware that you are dreaming. Say to yourself as you're starting to go back into that state that I am aware that I am dreaming. Now do this until you think you've got it, okay? then go to sleep. If random thoughts begin to pop up as you're trying to fall back asleep, repeat the I am going to sleep, I am aware that I am dreaming phrase. Okay? And don't worry if you think it's taking a long, long time. The longer it takes, the more likely it will sink in, and the more likely you will have a lucid dream. So it's a process, and you just have to relax about it. And that's the thing. Nothing is to be forced. Just relax and go with it. The easier you are with these things, although they're practices and you have to do them, don't beat yourself up. It's about having compassion for yourself. So that's important to remember, that you have to have compassion for yourself. Okay, so that is technique number one. Technique number two, once again, set your alarm clock and set it to 5 hours after you fall asleep. Go to sleep. After you wake up, stay up for an hour with your mind focused on lucidity, and now go back to sleep. So think about this. You're going to go to sleep, set your alarm clock for 5 hours forward, and then you're going to wake up and stay awake for an hour, and then go back to sleep, telling yourself that I am now aware that I am dreaming. And again, this is another thing that automatically happens for me, because I will go to sleep, wake up automatically. And if I wake up, I will start to talk to my guides and my team. I'll go into prayers. And I'm very aware that I'm awake. And I don't know how long it lasts, because it's just a natural thing for me. And so then I will find myself back into an altered state. So both scenarios, both techniques happen for me where, I'm very aware that I've moved into an altered state. So even if I have a regular dream and then I wake up, I may then go into an altered state and have that lucid experience where I'm very aware and very conscious. Everything from going off planet at will to other worlds to you name it, I've been there and seen it. It's quite interesting being in this altered state and really being able to move our consciousness. And the reason why we're able to do that, since it's come up, I will share it with you. Understanding that we are these divine beings having a physical experience, you have to understand that your spirit, this eternal aspect of who you are, is just housed in the vessel, and you can move out of the vessel at will. I'll never forget this one experience I had where I was, you know how everyone gets pictures of their auras? So I was going to get a picture of my aura taken. And before I put my hand on the biofeedback little register, he said, "Oh, think of something nice, go someplace pleasant." I'm like, "Okay, you said so." So I moved out of my head, moved my consciousness, and I walked myself into the tiny space of my heart. And I felt myself fall into that space. And if you, just amazing the way it feels. And actually, I do this in meditation every morning. I move into the heart space. Remember, your heart has 40,000 brain cells and is more than capable of running the show. Remember my guest who, she has a book out, and she said, "Listen to your heart. It's smarter than you think." Well, it is. It has 40,000 brain cells. And so I left the consciousness of my brain and I moved and fell into my heart. And so when I was in this space, and it took me probably 30 seconds to do, 40 seconds to do, then I put my hand on his biofeedback contraption and then he took the picture. Well, he was absolutely shocked, to say the least. And before he told me, he looked at me and he's like, "Okay, I've done thousands of these," he said, "and no one has ever done this." And I'm like, "Okay, what did I do?" He said, "You were 1% in body. What did you do? Where did you go?" And I said, "Well, you told me to go to my happy place, and I did, and it was my heart." And so that was proof to me that you are two separate things. You're the vessel, which is the body, and you're the spirit. And you can move at will anywhere you desire, developing the skills. And I believe that understanding and developing this lucid dream state is really important in that having the outer body experiences. And so if you're wanting to have those experiences, this is the place to begin with lucid dreams. Okay, so things to help you. First, start, like I said earlier, a dream journal. And I have a couple of different journals that I just write all sorts of thoughts in as I am having experiences or as they're guiding me as to what I'm going to write a chapter in or what have you. So I'm really, an advocate of being able to write these things down. So you want to write down your dreams, your visions, your meditations, you name it. When something happens outside of the normal awake state, document it. Write it down and record it. That way it will help you spot abnormalities. It also help you with dream recollection. It also is going to help you to spot patterns and things that you may not be aware of that are actual issues showing up in this state that you need to address. So it's really important that you begin to journal these things, especially as we are on this amazing path, right? And so also, you can do certain things like extra vitamin B6 can help to increase dream vividness. So if you're low on your V vitamins, I advise you, without being a doctor or anything, it's just a vitamin, make sure you're getting enough vitamins because the B6 will help you have more vivid dreams. Okay, so the next idea. In addition to being awake within a lucid dream, some people report an experience of leaving their body. And I already talked to you about this, the outer body experience, and it's really very cool how it happens, because the more you practice, the more you become aware, the more you can leave your body. And I'll share this experience that I had with you because, as I have all my guides and teachers and coming to me, and I said, okay, fine, you all come to me. I want to now know how I can move through time and space and how I can travel and go. And boy, that was just amazing. And I was able to go through this state where really I, not going into detail because I don't have enough time, but I found myself dematerializing and I'm laying there and I'm fully awake. But I'm in that altered state, so I'm very consciously aware, and I move into this state, and I'm being guided, by my guides team, what to do, and so I'm doing it, and I'm staying in this state, and before I know it, my body starts to dematerialize, and literally dematerialized as I'm laying there, and I could just feel the pulsing and the vibrating, but I wasn't there, and then I found myself moving in space. And it was so amazing. I actually wound up on another planet in a parallel life talking to me in a parallel life. We didn't look anything alike, but she knew that I was her and I knew that she was me. And we sat there on this other plane having this communication back and forth. And then she said to me, you realize it's time for you to go. And when she said that, I'm like, yes, I know it's time for me to leave. And just as I said that, I could see the energy of me being moved, pulled back through like this vortex or tunnel, sort of like the Stargate, if you've ever seen the movie or that series. That's really what it looks like. And I was coming back through that. It was just the most interesting thing. And so the following day, I tried to do it again. But these things, you really have to pace and you have to honor yourself and pay attention to what your body's trying to tell you. And so the following night, I was so excited, I tried to do it again. And as I'm dematerializing, literally, I realized I had to get up and go to the bathroom. It's like 5-6 o'clock in the morning. So I do that and I look down and I did not have a left leg and I fell. Just extremely interesting how this happens. And so, yes, you have to understand that we are definitely more than we think ourselves to be. So as you begin these practices of the lucid dream, definitely you will see how you can start to have, as they're called, OBEs, out-of-body experiences. So then the next dream, because we're not finished yet, the next dream are paranormal dreams. Whew, and boy, do I have a lot of those. Are those, those are said to contain information one might not otherwise know through the physical senses. And of course, hear me when I say this, you don't need to believe in psychic abilities to benefit from the imagery produced by the sleeping mind. It's not unusual, for instance, for people to dream that someone has died and found themselves other than, experiencing communicating with a dead person. It's no big deal. Again, because that's just another layer of the astral plane, which is fourth dimension. So, it's not to scare you in any way. The next one are big dreams, contain visions or information beyond one's daily personal concerns. These are relatively rare and may be more common to people of a spiritual nature. And it's very interesting. We have these big dreams. We see what's going on globally, if some tragedy is going to happen somewhere so that we can send love and light to that area. And so a lot of times we're shown different things in this state, and those are known as big dreams. So very, very interesting. If you want to solve a problem or you need a fresh perspective, sleep on it. Right? Write it down. Write down your intention. For example, I would like guidance with whatever that is. So write that down, set the intention. Your intention is so important in this process of awakening. Before turning in, be ready to record something whenever you wake up. Even if you've forgotten your dreams, you may find you have your solution. So set the intention. If you have an issue that needs to be resolved while you're, use your sleep time to do that. And be prepared when you wake up, if you remember, write it all down. You know that you need to continue to practice in the lucid dream state. But there might be resolution to it anyway, and it may have resolved itself. You can do that too. Sleep state is wonderful. I mean, karmic things can be resolved in the sleep state even. So it's amazing. So not to beat yourself up. And you even have what's known as a dream doctor, and that's very interesting because, all sorts of things can come to you. For example, you might need to take a particular vitamin or do something physically to help yourself. And so all sorts of tidbits of information can come through. So whatever you are experiencing, whether it's, something personal or something to do with your work, or it might be a physical condition, if you start to set the tone, set the intention that it can be resolved during your sleep, or at least you can be shown some solution to it, pay attention, start to develop these skills. So that is it for dream time and really beginning to understand what it's all about and how we can begin to, through the dream state, really help you to empower yourself and to really start to advance in your abilities as far as being able to control and change the outcomes of certain things. So again, this has been Affirmations for Living. I am Reverend Dr. Edvige. I want to remind you that I have my website, affirmationsforliving.net. Please visit it. And if you haven't already, there's guided meditations. There's opportunity to get affirmations. If you actually sign up for the smartphone app, you'll receive those affirmations free every Monday. I also have a book coming out called You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And that's it till next time. Next time's going to be fun. And want to say thank you for listening in. Be safe. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye for now.